Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Earlier today, as we mentioned, the Cabinet approved former Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Dara Cailleary as Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise after the resignation, of course, of Robert Troy from the role last week. We're joined now by political reporter with the Irish Independent, Gabia Gatavetskaite. You're very welcome, Gabia, to Drive Time. First, so before I get your considered opinion and thoughts, our reporter Mike McCartney, he spoke with people in the streets of Castlebar in County Mayo today, and here is their reaction.
In his role as a junior minister, will that be of benefit to Mayo?
Yeah, I'd say so, yes, of course. We need all the help we can get down here in the west of Ireland, so I have no problem with that, yes.
How do you feel about Dara Cailleary and the role that he's going to have now as a junior minister?
Good. I feel good that he's back representing the county, like this part of the country anyhow, you know. We need every minister we can get down around here, you know. So I just feel good that he's back, like, you know. For his own sake.
How did you feel when he resigned as Minister for Agriculture?
Well, I thought he did the decent thing at the time, like, you know. He resigned himself rather than being pushed, so that was the decent thing, I thought, on his behalf, like, you know. He is one of the better people, I'd say, in the Dáil, anyhow, you know.
I feel good about it. Good man for the community. When the old golf gate was about, he walked away. So 10 out of 10 for Darren.
And he stepped down as Minister for Agriculture that time. Do you believe he should have stayed on or
no,
what?
I think the time was right and he did the honourable thing, but he served his punishment and he's back where he should be.
I feel good about it. I like Dara. I think he's a good man, a good person. So I'm very happy about it. Recent events didn't do him any favours, but I think, yes, I you know, that was misfortunate the way things happened, but yes.
And when you heard about Golfgate on that occasion and then they heard that he had resigned, did you say to yourself, well, that's the proper option or the real option?
I suppose at the time, with the way things were and with COVID and everything, yes, it had to be done that way. It was misfortunate, I suppose, but now that he's got a chance again, it's great. It's great news.
And how do you feel about Dara Cailleary coming back as a junior minister?
Delighted. Hopefully he'll be able to do something for us. All our young people cannot get planning permission on their own land and they have to immigrate or they have to go off somewhere else, some other county.
How do you feel about Dara Cailleary coming back?
Oh, it's great news, like, to have a minister this side. As she said there, one or two things that need to be sorted, and especially the planning thing. Planning is ridiculous, you know. We had land there and we gave it to our daughter and she couldn't get planning on it. And I now don't begrudge at anyone planning. I love to see it happening. But there's other people. That particular girl has four kids and they're all going to school. Two in the secondary and two in the national. She can't get planning, like, to build a house on our own land.
So you believe with Dara Cailleary coming back as a junior minister that it'll be a voice somewhere up the line that could help you out?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. That's what we need as a minister here.
Someone to help us for our young people especially, rather than having to immigrate.
There you go. There are the views of people in Castlebar and County Mayo. And my thanks to a reporter, Mike McCartney, for collecting those opinions. As I say, Gabia Gatavetskaite is with me. Gabia, it's just over 2 years, isn't it, since Dara Cailleary resigned his cabinet position at the time because of the controversial Eireachtas Golf Society dinner in Clifton. So what has been the political reaction to his appointment today?
Yeah, that's right. So it's, I think, almost nearly 2 years, certainly in recent weeks, since he resigned his cabinet position as Minister for Agriculture. And I suppose this, even today, it's really seen as good news around Leinster House. Even speaking privately to TDs from different parties, even parties in the opposition, they're happy to see Deputy Cailleary making his way back as a minister. You know, he's definitely... People think of him quite highly. They respect him. Speaking to some of Dara's own Fianna Fáil colleagues, when they saw him arriving from Mayo this morning with a fresh suit on, I think the jig was up and they knew that he would get the job of the minister. But speaking on Midwest Radio, Dara said that he didn't know that he would actually get the role until he got a call from the Taoiseach this morning. He said that there was obviously speculation in the papers, but that was his... He didn't hear much about it until he actually got the call from Micheál Martin this morning. So it's seen as, I suppose, good news. And of course, the Taoiseach, even speaking yesterday, he said that he would consider TD's abilities to do the job. Now, Dara did actually, he previously was a minister, a junior minister at the Department of Enterprise. So I suppose that's what the hint that the Taoiseach gave us yesterday. He's, of course, obviously previously deputy leader of Fianna Fáil. So he does certainly have experience. And I suppose the focus now politically certainly is, does this mean a way back into cabinet for
Indeed, because it won't be long, it seems, before the roles of Taoiseach and Tánaiste are reversed or swapped. And then there's talk, of course, of a shuffle or reshuffle in cabinet, and it could be a stepping stone to a full cabinet position.
Yes, of course. So, of course, we know that Leo Varadkar will take over as Taoiseach in December, and he has said several times that there will be a cabinet reshuffle. It's expected that Micheál Martin will also reshuffle his own ministers. Does this mean that there's a way back for Dara Cleary? It may very well so. The Taoiseach speaking earlier this year, or Micheál Martin speaking earlier this year, he did say that, you know, there's a way back for Dara. So, of course, the big question is, you know, who do you take out and who do you put in? I guess that depends on how much of a major reshuffle it will actually be, or it will be only small, minor tweaks.
We'll have to read the tea leaves on that one on another occasion, Gabby. Can I ask you before I let you go, though, the Éireachtas Education Committee, they've written to the Education Minister, Norma Foley, haven't they, requesting that she attend a meeting to answer urgent questions, as they say, about school transport. What's going on there?
Yes, so Committee Chairperson Paul Keogh said that TDs and Senators have been inundated with calls from very worried and anxious parents. There's a very high demand for school bus tickets, and of course, as we know, in July the Minister moved to make make transport free for students in schools. And so after that, there was 8,000 children that applied for a seat after the waiver was announced. But there's students that have been left really with no option. I've been reporting in recent days that they've actually just, their only option is to contact the local TD to say that they haven't received their ticket yet. Those that are eligible, I suppose they receive their ticket for free, but then there's also a concessionary lottery basis. And so it's those parents that don't know if their children will have a ticket or a seat on the bus. And so I suppose it's in that light that TDs and senators have been feel that it's appropriate to call the minister before the committee to find out what exactly is doing, what exactly is being done to resolve the situation.
Okay, Gabby Agatabetskaite, political reporter with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much indeed.